women have been brutalized by so many systems and by so many challenges in their immediate lives. Hearing their stories oftentimes takes a toll on people who are working with them. In True Survivors, you see people who have developed their own way of managing the trauma they've been through. I think our team, we're very, very privileged to actually witness, to tell you the truth. When somebody has been so marginalized, we've realized how much time it takes, and that the biggest thing we can do is engage this population. Really, really slow down, develop an incremental way to get them to trust us, and that the trusting relationship is the basis of everything we're doing.
That's Alice Gorman, Healthy Family Manager at Toronto Public Health, talking about the personal and professional lessons her team has learned from their clients in the Homeless At-Risk Prenatal Program, or HARP for short. The need for this program became evident in 1997 when support workers in youth shelters began to notice a marked increase in the number of young women who were pregnant. As Gorman explains, a public tragedy that occurred in a Toronto shelter shortly thereafter led to a push for a coordinated response to the many thorny issues raised by homeless women becoming pregnant.
So the community workers who worked at those shelters and within the sector serving homeless youth, plus public health nurses, sort of came forward to Toronto Public Health and raised this an issue and said, you know, we don't really know how to respond to it because it's so multi-layered. What are we going to do? That this happened right before baby Jordan Heikamp unfortunately died in a city shelter. He was born to a young mom, Renee, who was 19 years old at the time of his birth and had been on and off the streets since she was 16. Because the baby died inside a city shelter, it actually created the need to do an inquest. And so those two things combined created momentum here in the city for us to actually really say, you know what, this is an issue. It's a new phenomenon. It was an emerging trend. We need to do something about it.
The inquest's findings highlighted the need for improved coordination among service organizations. A group that would eventually come to call itself Young Parents No Fixed Address, and which is still active today, answered this call and began the work of reaching out to community agencies across sectors to coordinate their efforts. Toronto Public Health, thanks to funding it received from the Ministry of Child and Youth Services, was able to expand its efforts to form HARP, which employs a team of 5 nurses and 2 dietitians to serve homeless pregnant women across the city, no matter their age. Because public health nurses can go wherever the clients happen to be, it was agreed that they were best suited to act as the glue that could bind together the various organizations and services. Alice Gorman credits much of HARP's success to the many partner agencies who pooled their efforts to aid these women, many of whom are reluctant to engage with healthcare providers.
We spend a lot of time working on that partnership with the client and then translate that into the partnerships we have with community agencies. And we've just been noticing that it's really incredibly important to have those partnerships because we have people who are doing like street outreach here, who are identifying women who are sitting outside and who are obviously pregnant, and they're making that connection right then and there to a HARP nurse to say, listen, it's a nurse who actually knows the system really well. We'd like to introduce you to her. And they take their time building that relationship and slowly bringing that person on board to be able to get them some help. And we've been so lucky that we have such strong partnerships like the hospitals that are on board with us that are working with us very closely too. They have doctors that are assigned. They've developed some amazing fast-tracking responses for us so that when we see women, as you can imagine, because they're so transient, oftentimes the response we need to give, it has to be in the moment, what the client needs now. And it's very scary for people who have been treated inappropriately and in their eyes not well by different places, not just the healthcare system, but health and social systems.
Alice Gorman says HARP's partnership with the Children's Aid Societies in Toronto has been instrumental in getting clients much-needed support, changing attitudes about children's aid, and informing discussions about what option might be best for the client and her baby.
We really do bring children's aid in as much as we can in the prenatal period and work very, very closely with them in a very transparent way. I mean, Children's Aid is not a bad organization, but it's perceived as being hugely negative for a population like this. You can understand why. If you're taking my baby away, therefore I'm obviously not going to have a relationship with you. We've seen a real shift where people now, when they come back to work with us, will say, So will I get that children's aid worker again? Because it was really kind of cool working with her, and she really did try to help me. Like, there's been a bit of a shift. Our ultimate outcome is not to actually necessarily see parenting. What we're trying to do is make sure that the woman is healthy in her pregnancy, has all the support she needs to make informed decisions about where she's going with the pregnancy and what her goal is. And we basically let the client drive a lot of that discussion. If there is parenting, we have all sorts of resources and supports we can put in place to help people continue. But we know that this woman will always be a mom. We honor that completely.
Eschewing any preconceived notion of what clients should do, HARP's nurses and dietitians are committed to understanding what the clients themselves want, or, if they don't know, helping them to figure that out. There's no way around it. This kind of relationship building takes a lot of time and effort, but can make all the difference when it comes time to make a decision.
That sometimes doing things that may seem to be a little bit outside our realm is really worth it. Because what we're learning from the client as we're spending that time with them is incredibly important to the success of where they're going to end up. So it's not just like, you know, some people might perceive it as a waste of time to be actually sitting in the doctor's room with somebody, but you're sitting there and you're talking about, well, wow, look at that. I just saw the baby kicked. You know what's happening now? Like, the in the moment, teachable moment is there at all times if you are aware of it.
In keeping with its creative, open-ended approach, the HARP team embraces the challenge of making the system work for a segment of the population whose needs are not typically contemplated in how health and social services are delivered.
We have processes, we have policies, we have protocols, not just public health, but everybody does, about how we put people through our system. Instead of creating those things as barriers, how can we use them to our benefit? So if we create almost like a way around some of the systemic approaches to bring people in at a place where it's acceptable for them, then aren't we helping everybody?
The HARP team conveys respect in their work with these women, many of whom are dealing with substance abuse, mental health difficulties, or chronic illness. There is a sense of calm acceptance when Alice Gorman describes how the team keeps focused on practical outcomes for their clients.
Anything that somebody can do to actually improve the quality of their life, we think that's a huge success. So if at the end of the day they've been sheltered for a while, they have dealt with a relationship that has been holding them up or not, at least they recognize perhaps in a better way what safety is for them, that they are linked to a doctor who appreciates who they are, that they will call us back when they get pregnant again or when they run into an issue that they need some help with. All of these things to us are outcomes that are remarkable.
Such a pragmatic approach hails every small step forward as a victory and says to the women in these difficult circumstances that their efforts are seen and that they matter. Most of these women are not accustomed to hearing such words of encouragement during their pregnancies. The topic of motherhood stirs up deeply held beliefs and is freighted with cultural significance, which can mean that mothers-to-be bear the additional weight of societal expectations and judgment. This can be trying enough in the best of cases, but when homeless at-risk women become pregnant, society's scorn can lead them to despair. The organizations that have come to their aid and the staff who give so much to ensure that these women receive the support every pregnant woman deserves remind us of an important truth. When we meet people in the hour of their greatest need, our response says a lot more about us than their troubles say about them.